Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, coming your way on Let's Talk Hookup Radio Network. We're having a great time talking Parker Boats with Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine in here today. Corey and I are having fun. We're talking fishing, talking Seadros, offshore and inshore and everything in between. And if you didn't catch the first hour, Pete Gray down at Palmas de Cortez right now. They're having a great time for our fall spectacular tournament. It's the 25th annual tournament, 25 years of having fun in the sun and good times and good fishing down there. And we appreciate Statewide Stripes for being a big sponsor of that, as well as all the great people that Pete talked about earlier in the show. And, man, we're just having a lot of fun this morning talking fishing, talking to Kevin Kelly, and we want to talk to you.
Yeah, absolutely, man. We got the lines absolutely packed up. And we do have one open, though. One Don hung up.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And we have one open line at 288, actually at 833-288-0973. Give us a shout. We're giving away a pair of Maui Jims, a local kind. Can't beat it with their trademarked Maui green lenses, the glass lenses. You can't beat a glass lens. It's absolutely the polarization that takes place with a glass is way different than most plastic lenses.
That's a really, really nice pair of shades. Somebody stoked. Brand new pair of Maui Jims. Again, 833-288-0973. And with that said, it's time for the Catch Report. We're going to find out what's biting on the water this morning.
And the FishDope.com report is sponsored by Blue Guard Innovations, making smart bilge pump switches and sensors designed to protect you, your vessel, and the environment. If your boat lives in the water and you've not installed the BG1 oil and fuel detector, you could be risking thousands in fines. The BG1 will detect the oil in your bilge before you dump it in the water. Just one of the several switches and sensors made by Blue Guard Innovations. Check BGI.com. That's BlueBGI.com. And you can get their affordable products at the San Diego Marine Exchange, which is awesome right there.
Easy to grab, easy to do. Hey, let's find out what's going on. Our FishDope.com reporter, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge, is on the line. What's up, Mark?
Hey, good morning, Ricky, Corey, Kevin.
Hey, Mark.
Well, guys, just nice weather and upswing to the moon once again. Just lit up that fish in so many different spots. Let me hit a few of your best bets here. I got to start with Catalina. Very fine fall fishing over there right now on that good grade yellow. I mean, there's been a lot of it around all summer, and it kind of bites for a bit and quits for a bit. It's definitely biting right now. There's volume of fish at the island, some on the front, but mostly around the back on the major structure spots. And I think what's holding that fish so well is all the squid that's pushing in there, mostly backside east, but there's dabs scattered all along the back there. That's a really good situation to be in here at this time of year. If you've got the squid, you're in great shape, but those yells are biting the fin bait and they're biting the iron also. Good fishing and nice great fish over there. At San Clemente Island, squid's also the key. That bait spot in the cove's been holding a little bit all season long, but there's also bait scattered along the back in several different areas there. And it's really the key to that San Clemente Island yellow. There's been some big scores of tanker grade yellow past few days, mostly up backside west there. I'm guessing we'll see some sea bass on those bait spots fairly soon as the water starts to cool a little bit more. Offshore, wow, some of the best fishing all season right now. Those yellowfin have been around. Seems like they've grown up just a little bit, and they're biting, man. That 302, 371, 425 zone has pretty much been the best fishing. Close, nice weather, good, great fish. It's as good as it gets. And a bit more out to the southwest of that 302 is where that 30 to 60 pound bluefin's been the last couple of days. That stuff's biting okay too. So, and then I want to back up just a little bit toward Catalina and Clemente. Guys, make sure you check them dolphin pods. You're out there roaming around. Some of those things are holding heavy on a much bigger grade yellowfin. We saw the same thing last fall, but Southern California yellowfin in the 50s. It was really fun stuff, and they're around and they're biting a little bit. And then a special shout out to my friends Colby Dernan and Jimmy Kingsmill. Congratulations, guys. Colby got his button swordfish here this week. Got a double on swords, got both of them. Holy cow. This whole swordfish thing is a whole nother story that's getting rolling in Southern California here. It's getting really interesting. But I'd say nice weather, good fishing. It's time to go fishing, guys.
Boy, great call, great report, and I couldn't agree with you more. That swordfish thing is so crazy. It went from, hey, oh, my God, look at that. Somebody caught one on a deep drop to, oh, my God, they're biting a little bit, to now you 100% from any location in Southern California, which is the other crazy thing, can spend your time, you know, do your research, get hooked up with a good tackle store that does that type of fishing, and for sure be legitimately in the game to have a Southern California swordfish. Like, you're going out expecting to have a bite. It doesn't mean you catch one every time. It doesn't mean it happened. But you're going out with the confidence of expecting to see a swordfish bite when you go fishing right now. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's I mean, it's specialized gear. It's a totally different kind of technique than the way we've fished them since time began. And we did our first deep drops here this last weekend. Definitely a learning curve involved. But, yeah, we're going to be back at it again tomorrow and see if we can't scrounge one up there. It's just crazy how much fish has been caught here in the last couple months. These guys are, you know, learning the program, fine-tuning the areas, and it's amazing.
We went from spending every minute we had to rigging yummy flyers and things like that to now everything is we're building swordfish leaders and splicing weight and sinker loops and, you know, selling strobe lights and, you know, 3,000-foot depth, you know, big lights and rigging squids. And it's been a wild and fun time. But what a cool fishery to pop up under our feet here.
That's for sure. And, you know, and the interesting thing is, you know, the East Coast guys, some of those guys I've talked to, and they said, well, you probably have a real good fishery. It's just going to be really hard for you to figure out where they live. It seems to be they're living just about everywhere.
They live everywhere.
The guys are catching them all the way from the Channel Islands to down below the border.
Yeah.
So,
that's crazy, Mark.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and I think, Mark, you had one of the biggest tips a couple weeks ago, and that was do not go to the bottom.
Yeah.
for the sharks.
Oh, sharks, man. I was actually watching the video of some of that very first deep dropping that was done when somebody hooked something that was really big and pulled on it for 14 hours or something, you know. I'm thinking sharky. But whichever, pretty amazing fishery developing. And, hey, Kevin, I wanted to mention we got one of those West Coast wells ready for one of your 23s. We did a little retooling on it, and I'll bring one down here this week to show you what we're doing.
On the aft bait tank?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
cool.
The little bait well there for the 23s.
Okay.
I'm ready for that 25, buddy.
You know, I looked at it. It's going to take a little tweak, so.
All good. Mark, hey, great job, buddy. We appreciate everything as always. The best bait tanks in the business and the right tackle to go along with it. If somebody wants to find you Pacific Edge, how do we do it?
Ricky, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger by the big Chevron station there. And the phone number at the store is area code 714-840-4262. And the website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And we'll have something cool for you next week, man. This season is just going on and on and on.
Appreciate it very much, Mark. Appreciate the call very much. And we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Hey, and all the way from Bolsa Chica and Edinger and next to the Chevron station, we're going to go all the way down to Mission Bay and talk to Marcos of Seaforth Sport Fishing. Good morning, Marcos.
Guys, how you doing this morning?
Doing good, doing good.
What's up, Marcos?
Well, unfortunately, I've got to say, I think this has been the most boring year for my weekend report. I mean, I feel like
wide open
I'm
again.
Telling you the same thing week after week after week. I could just record it and leave it for you the next week, you know. It's catching yellowfin, catching bluefin, you know, all that boring stuff there. Still very good fishing on all those trips, the full days, the one days, seeing, like I said, those yellowfin, some skipjack. One of the boats saw a big eye in the mix there, some bluefin showing up on those longer trips. Just all around great fishing. And, you know, like I said, we talk about it every year. September, October, some of our best fishing, some of our best weather, and it's absolutely holding true this year. So check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Those one-day trips, the day and a half, there's some 2 days mixed in there. If you just have time for a full day or an overnight, there's plenty of good fishing on those. I mean, again, we're talking that 5:30 to 5 trip is catching yellowfin on an absolutely regular basis. And some good-sized fish in there. They're kind of seeing fish up to that 30-plus pound now. Most of those in kind of the 15, 25-pound range. So definitely some good-sized fish in the mix there. And if you just want to go out there, get some fish for some fish taco, just get some fishing in. Maybe you have a beginning fisherman. You just want him to catch something. Those half days are spectacular right now. We've had some amazing bottom fish in the season. It's been consistent, some nice fish in the mix there. So lots of options for you. Beautiful weather. Get out there, catch some fish. Check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. Or come down and visit us in person. Check out the restaurant over there. Corey's got some great food going there. And then get your gear tuned up and get out there fishing.
Great. Dude, that's crazy, Marcos. The numbers on Boog's trip, the full-day trips, man, are incredible. To jump on a full-day trip right now, beautiful weather. And even when Booger's full, you've got the new Seaforth loading up. And, dude, the new Seaforth, I mean, to have 50 of your best buddies but traveling 14 knots, you know, I mean, you get to the fishing grounds pretty darn quick.
Yeah, good call.
And it's one of those things where, like, people sometimes see that, you know, yeah, there's 50 people on there, but it obviously has not been slowing down the fishing, and having all that bait in the water might not be a bad thing if the fish counts are reflecting anything there. So, definitely, if San Diego's full or not running, we're going to throw a new Seaforth on there. Pacifica's running tomorrow. Unfortunately, we're all full up tomorrow, but we do have two trips on Monday, the San Diego and the new Seaforth. We're running those. So, yeah, it's just amazing fishing right now, and like I said, that great weather. And it doesn't look like it's slowing down. As long as you guys keep going out there, I'm sure they're going to keep catching fish for a while here.
Good call, Marcos. Well, we appreciate a great report, as always. Glad to hear there's such good fishing. If somebody wants to call, book a trip on any of those above, how do we do it?
Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. If for some reason you don't want to talk to us and hear our beautiful voices, check the website, seaforthlanding.com. You can make your reservations online there directly.
All right. Great job, buddy. Appreciate it, as always, Marcos. And we'll look forward to talking to you again next Saturday.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
All right, thanks a lot for that. Hey, I want to remind you that fishdope.com report. If you want to save $20 on a new membership on fishdope.com, lowercase, no space, hook up now. Hook up now saves you $20 on a new membership and gets you all that great fishdope.com action.
And it's also sponsored by Gamakatsu Hooks. They set out 2 years ago to develop a light enough hook for live bait to swim naturally, yet strong enough to handle your next trophy bluefin or yellowfin. The answer, the Gamakatsu Nautilus Heavy Duty. The Gamakatsu Nautilus HD is available with solid ring or standard hook. Get it now at your selected tackle shops and get ready to get bit.
John in Los Alamitos, you're up next on the phones. Good morning, John. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
Yo, John. Good morning, buddy.
So my question is to Kevin Kelly. Do you guys make like a 16-foot Boston Whaler? I mean, not a Boston Whaler, but a Parker?
No, we make an 18. It's an 1801.
And that's the smallest Parker?
That's the smallest one.
I've got a bud with an 1801. It's such a cool skiff. It's like the perfect... It's the perfect little skiff. Still plenty to zip out to the islands or, you know, go fish the kelp beds. Very comfortable in the bay. It's a really cool boat.
We rig them up with a 115 or a 150 horsepower.
I couldn't imagine a 150.
No, you need to know.
Dude, I've got the 21 Big Bay, and it's a heavy. I mean, it's a heavy boat, solid. But I've got a 150. I couldn't imagine an 18 footer with a 150.
You're going to take a couple of your buds with you.
Yeah, sure.
And then you might want to modify the bait tank to do a little bit more West Coast style bait tank in place of the factory bait tank.
Okay, Mark Wish about the bait tank. But what about the fuel capacity? What's the fuel capacity on 18? 40 gallons.
Yeah.
So mine's rated for 50, but I found out the hard way. I had to. I'll just mention it on there. I ran out of fuel. Thinking I had 5 gallons more. And I was right outside of Dana. Johnny went out and towed me in right after I got it. So I found out it was a 45-gallon capacity, not 50. But so I know with 40 gallons, you could go to San Clemente Island and back.
They're very efficient.
Yes, absolutely.
So cool little ride, too.
Yeah.
And everything that a big boat has. It's got all the... It's heavy duty, offshore built in a small package, easy to tow, easy to store, but still a comfortable boat to go zipping around and do your fishing.
It's a great little skiff.
That's
it's
cool.
A great little
skiff. Dude, that'd be a fun boat, 18 footer right now for the Yellowfin, and to get 20 miles outside and have a good time.
It's and like, also not too big to still be able to do some freshwater fishing.
Dude, count me in.
Yeah, I like it. John, did I answer your question for you, buddy?
I have one more question. Can you put a bigger gas tank in that to maybe make it to Cortez?
Cortez is awfully west on an 18-footer.
I think you're pushing the limits.
No, they only offer it with the 40. Now, they used to offer it with the 60, but that was back in the days of two-stroke engines. So they were trying to get the range by offering more fuel in it. But right now they've gone back to the 40 and reconfigured underneath the center console to have more storage. But, I'd be hard-pressed to recommend taking an 18-foot out to the Cortez unless you got a, 50-foot mothership going with you.
Yeah, exactly.
John, appreciate the call very much, buddy. Thanks a lot for that. That's the thing is south and west are two completely different directions. You know, when you're maybe 40 miles from home, but you're only, 15 miles off the coast, it can be a whole different ocean than it can be when you're 40 and 50 and 60 miles west of here. Like, that's a whole lot of ocean to cover.
That's a lot of ocean.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I can't imagine, though, an 18-footer with a 115. The 115 is a crazy, as is the 150, a crazy fuel economic motor. Like, I just can't imagine what kind of miles per gallon you're getting out of a 115 and 40 gallons. I mean, you're talking multiple trips on a tank of fuel.
Yeah, you're probably in the 4 miles of the gallon at least.
And that's what I get with my 21-footer, 21 mm-hmm. feet with the 150. I get 3.8, 3.9, sometimes, 4 miles of the gallon. And I'm like, are you kidding me? I mean, that's excellent economy. And you start talking an 18 footer with the 150, it's got to be even better. It's probably up to 4 miles to the gallon.
We're talking 160 miles on a tank of fuel.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Probably more than you want to do all day. That's a serious deal.
And I love the Yamaha's treated me so well. Just very little, if any issues at all.
Change
it's treated
oil,
me very
change,
well.
Change the oil, flush the engine when you're done, put some salt away through it.
That's it.
Hey,
John, appreciate the phone call very much.
Yeah, it's a very good call.
All right, let's jump back into the phone,
Corey. Let's do it, Rick. Let's talk to Brian. Brian calling for Will tomorrow. We appreciate you being patient this morning, Brian, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. How you doing this morning?
Doing excellent.
Kevin, I wanted a couple questions. I wanted to ask, what's new for 2020, since you said the 2020s are coming out, and any special differences or anything you can name off the top of your head? And Ricky, is I didn't know that Fisherman Landing has a wedding registry.
Absolutely we do.
As far as what's new for 2020, nothing yet that I've been officially told about from Parker. They were working on a 26-foot center console that was more bay related type of stuff. They've refined different things as far as the product offering goes. They changed the upholstery color back to gray and white, which I think was a smart move. They've added some USB adapters for inside the cabin.
That's like minor adjustments, right? Because
the
boat
yeah.
is so yeah. bulletproof already. There's very little to do. You're adding USB ports and changing upholstery color. One thing I have seen in the last couple of years are the different hull colors.
Oh,
yeah. There's some classy looking Parkers running around now.
Yeah. They,
like a seafoam green.
They have the Abaco green and a light blue and a darker blue, a tan. That tan is really subtle, and it really looks nice. And then there's a gray, and the gray has been very popular.
That's cool.
So, but no big changes. There was some changes last year where they went to a little bit wider trim swim step on the 2520 to move the engines further apart, so it was better maneuverability.
Sure, I could see that.
And but again, the thing has been refined over the years down to what works,
down to near perfection, right?
And these little adjustments are just kind of some creature comforts and that kind of stuff that, you know, people are asking for just because of technology. You know, people want a Bluetooth radio and no more, you know, CDs, or they want the charging station for their phone.
Yeah.
That type of stuff. So
right, very minor, very minor additional
adjustments.
Yes, exactly.
I like it.
That's bulletproof.
Appreciate it very much, Brian. Thanks a lot for the phone call on that. You know, when it comes to electronics and things like that, you talked about, you know, radios and things like that. But when it comes to heavier duty electronics, you know, putting in SIMRAD units and things like that, are those all things that can be done, you know, as part of the package when we do it through you? Does that all happen after the sale? Like, how does things work, you know, in that route? If we want to do, you know, all the way, autopilots and radars.
We take the boat from as bare boat that we get from Parker as far as the options that the factory will provide. Mm-hmm. And then after that, it's a clean slate, and we can put on whatever the customer needs, from towers, bait tanks, to extra batteries, house bank of batteries, you know, and the sky's the limit.
That's cool.
You know, some of these towers are, we even have a seat for one of these towers now that are kind of bucket seats on
top. Oh, that's cool.
For your back, but it also gives you some elbow rest.
A little more stable place to gyro from?
When you're gyroing.
Oh, yeah, that makes total sense.
Yeah, so we've kind of developed that, and there's, I don't know, half a dozen of those seats out there now.
Okay.
So, you know, we make these innovations because the customers are asking for that type of stuff. And, you know, putting extra rods, welding extra rod holders on the bow. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, if they want to run out there and, you know, have a couple rod holders out there. And even higher bow rails than the factory comes with.
Sure.
And, you know, add another 10 inches on top of the already high bow rail.
So, we one of the things that we put on our boat that, you know, with dollars and cents wise, it may not make sense, but it's the best thing in the world when you wake up in the morning and you want a new cup of breakfast burrito is, you know, you guys hooked us up with a big inverter microwave, you know, suggesting that kind of thing. And, like, just being able to have a quick shot of hot food when you're on the water is a world of difference. And you guys will literally take care of any step. Whatever it is that somebody wants, that's the beauty of dealing with West Coast. Like, whatever you can think of, you guys have already done it and mapped out the best place to do so.
Exactly.
You know,
yeah. And, you know, just ask Doug Boone.
Yeah.
He's got it all.
Anything you could screw or glue to a 25-foot Parker, the Boontang's got it on there already.
Boontang's got it.
Yeah. Shock-absorbing seats, microwaves, big giant, you know, big-screen TV, you know, for your plotter. Like, it's pretty dialed in.
Yeah, it is.
That's pretty fun. Hey, appreciate the phone call very much, too. Let's jump back into the phones, Corey.
Let's do it. Let's talk to Mike. Mike's calling from San Carlos. Good morning, Mike. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, guys, this is Mike, your expert novice.
Oh, yeah, we love you, Mike.
Hey, Parker boats. My wife said if I buy one, she wants a motorhome. So I think I'm going to have to get a friend who wants to trade. All you say is he can use mine. But reason for my call is I came up with this innovation on how you can catch big tuna, bluefin, not real big, but 50, 60 pounds on 20-pound test line.
Okay.
All you do is you get a Wahoo bomb. You know, it seems to kind of look like an avocado, about a 16-inch Wahoo bomb, and you put hooks all over it. Not, you don't implant them, but you have them on strings where they tie up. So there you are catching yellowfin with 20-pound test line, and kaboom, you're in big trouble. You just hook up your heavy rig with a super heavy safety pin and put it on your 20-pound line, and it just runs right down, and it hooks into the bluefin's mouth. You cut the 20-pound line, and then you reel it in with your heavy rig.
That sounds like the rig of choice, Mike.
I don't know about that one, buddy. That might be a tough one to make happen. But, you know, you never know. Maybe that'll be the new thing.
Hey, we're all about suggestions and good times
here.
Yeah,
good call, Mike. Appreciate that very much. You never know.
Hey, it's sharing ideas and sharing concepts, and hey, what do you do?
Yeah, exactly. All good. Hey, we got our great buddy on the line, Mike Shane from Hub SeaWorld Research Institute. Mike, good morning.
Good morning, Rick and Pete.
Really?
How you guys doing?
We're doing great.
Good morning, Mike.
Pete's actually down in Baja right now, just Corey and myself and Kevin up in the studio having a good time this morning. And so we're, you know, it sounds like those guys are having a good time at our Palma State Cortez tournament. But a big event coming up with Hub SeaWorld, right, Mike?
Yeah, that's correct. I think for the opportunity to talk about our annual fundraiser that we're having coming up on November 2nd, a big soiree that we're having. It's kind of an island vibe theme. You know, the we're trying to sell tickets and let people know to come help support our organization and all our different programs that we do. We have a great schedule planned for the evening. It starts at 4 o'clock where you can come into the park, and the event's actually going to be next door at SeaWorld. We come into the park, spend a couple hours ahead of the event starting at around 6 o'clock. There'll be you know, steel drum music. You'll get to dine with the killer whales, as well as support our great organization through donations and silent auction items, of which I know both you, Rick, and Pete are helping to support our cause by donating some items. So look forward to that. Again, it includes dinner, live auction. There's going to be an awards ceremony there. And you can find out about the event if you're interested. If you go to our website, hswri.org, and then at the homepage there, just click on the News and Events tab, and you'll find more information about how to come to the event, or you can just give us a call. You'll see the phone numbers also on our main page there. So,
in addition to lots of great prizes, I know there's going to be a, you know, just for the fishermen out there that's wanting something new, I know there's going to be a rod and reel combo, a full-day trip going fishing on board the Liberty. So definitely some fun fishing prizes, as well as a host of other great things in the silent auction. It's going to be a really fun time. And, again, this is a fundraiser for the guys that are putting the work in for our fishery. And, man, couldn't think of supporting a better event. And what a great way to do it. You know, I mean, I have been to several events that have been put on by both Hubs and SeaWorld, and you guys do it right, you know, from food and music and just great atmosphere. It's a really cool time and a great way to spend a fun day.
Yeah, great. It's going to be awesome. And speaking of kind of what you're going to be helping to support, just kind of give you a quick update on some of the things that are happening, especially with our sustainable seafood program. This month, actually, we're going to be releasing for first time in a long time, we have some cultured halibut that we're going to be letting go in Mission Bay here this month.
Oh, cool.
And working with the folks from the guys from CCA to help us release those fish. So we've got a plan in place, and hopefully it could happen later this week, if not the week after. So these are little guys that are a couple months old, only about 5-6 inches or so, but hopefully in a couple of years or two, you'll be seeing some great halibut fishing even better than it is off Mission Bay.
I just love it, man. I think you guys do such great work, and we so appreciate all the hard work and always working with the fishermen and working with the community. Hubs is a great organization. I couldn't think of a better way to support it by coming out to the event. So one more time, give us the particulars. You said it was November the 2nd, which is a Saturday, coming up in just a few weeks. And one more time, if somebody wants to buy tickets, come to the event, how do we do it?
So just go to our website at hswri.org. Click on the News and Events tab right on the homepage, and there's information there on our soiree.
Awesome.
Our annual fundraiser, and that's really helped to support us. If your listeners can come and sign up, tickets are $125 right now, so get them while they last.
And you get to enjoy SeaWorld for a couple hours. I mean, you're double dipping. You get to go to a great party, enjoy the park. It sounds like a winner. You can certainly count us in, Mike. Glad to hear things are going so well with Hubs. And, boy, you sure to keep us up to date with anything that we can do and anything that our listeners can do. And definitely looking forward to seeing you on November the 2nd.
Great. Appreciate it, Rick. Thanks very much for your support.
All right, buddy. Appreciate that very much. Let's jump right back into the phones and talk to some patient callers, Corey.
I know they have been patient, and the lines are completely packed. They all went in on that local kind Maui Jim sunglass deal. We're going to talk to Scott. Scott's calling from Huntington Beach. Welcome to the show this morning, Scott.
Hey, good morning.
What's up, Scott?
Hey, a question and a comment about Park Boat. I got a buddy who's got, I believe it's a 2510. It's a diesel. And I know he bought it in Florida, and he trucked it out here. and we use it out here, and the thing's a beast. Runs like you can't believe. Are those still available? And secondly, the opening 10 minutes of the show, I think Rick and Corey used up your dude quota for the year.
I'm pretty sure I got some more in me.
I think you guys used, I lost count, and if it was a drinking game, you guys, we would have all been drunk by now, because the dude came out like 50 times in like 5 minutes.
I'll tell you what, when you're enjoying a cool place like Jeff offers at Sandro's Kayak deal, let me tell you, it is so awesome and so laid back and just the most awesome vibe, Scott, that you'll ever enjoy. And it brings a dude out in you, man.
Dude, that sounds like a good time. So what about the diesels?
The diesel, the diesel is not an option now. And it was back then, you know, on an outdrive, an IO system. But it hasn't been offered for probably 15, 20 years maybe.
And a lot of that is due to the reliability of outboards then and then reliability of outboards now.
Correct.
Two different power plants.
And also, they didn't have the big higher horsepower four-strokes back then. Mm-hmm. So they went from the transition from the diesel and to two-strokes, and because people wanted to go faster. Mm-hmm. They wanted to get to the grounds faster, so they put on what was available on the two strokes, and then it just morphed into, you know, the four strokes, and then gradually got into these higher horsepower four strokes, which are so user friendly and offer you know, much greater space in the back of the boat for deck space. So just diesels haven't been offered.
Yep.
At some point in time, I'd love to see a 2520 with a single diesel in it, you know, buried in the bilge, because now they have these higher horsepower common rail diesels that will put out, you know, 300-400 horsepower.
Sure.
And, you know, this thing might go full circle.
Yeah, that's pretty
interesting.
Cool.
Interesting. Pretty cool.
Scott, appreciate the phone call very much, buddy, and glad to have a good time with you, man. Thanks a lot for the phone call very much.
Hey, we definitely enjoy our
dude,
Scott. Hey, we're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup more with Kevin Kelly from Parker Boats. Couldn't be talking a better deal. Parker Boats and offshore fishing in early October with all this yellowfin. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup Radio Network.
Pete here to tell you about our friends Jim and Mary and their incredible crew at Poway Valley Collision. I hear it all the time. Hey, I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, and you were right. Mentioned you guys, and they gave us the VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say, Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them now, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And I'm not fooling. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, and Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. I had my car repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
It's Yamaha's Why Wait for Spring Fall Sales event from October 1st to November 26th. Take advantage of special offers on eligible new 2.5 to 300 horsepower four strokes and be ready to hit the water in spring. For details, visit YamahaOutboards.com or your local Yamaha Outboards dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here. For a limited time only, offer ends November 26, 2019, subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. See authorized participating Yamaha Outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
This is Captain Art Taylor of the Searcher. Celia and I and everyone at Team Searcher would like to thank all of our customers for a successful 2018 season. Are you searching for an affordable fishing adventure from 1.5 to 7 days in length? The Searcher has an outstanding crew, great food, air-conditioned cabins and galley, and an RSW system to preserve your catch. Our 2019 schedule is available now. Book your fishing adventure online at searchersportfishing.com or call our office at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403.
Your vacation bucket list can't be completed without visiting the Katmai Lodge, Alaska this summer, a world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alaknak River. Get in the action fishing for all five species of Pacific salmon, king, sockeye, chum, coho, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden, both in the Alaknak and nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's Coast Guard and CPR-certified guides are fly fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in, ensuring your days are fish-filled while you enjoy freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, enjoy fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon. Delicious dinner prepared by the lodge's exceptional chef. Take a quick fly-out trip to Brooks Falls in Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. And check out our 2019 trout fishing specials at katmai.com. That's K-A-T-M-A-I.com. Katmai.com.
It's another innovation from Seaguar, the proven leader in saltwater leader material. Introducing new Gold Label Leader. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet, 18% thinner and 17% stronger than any other Seaguar leader. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates in clear water and on leader-shy fish. New Gold Label is made with exclusive Seaguar fluorocarbon resins in a double-structure process which provides exceptional knot and tensile strength. Yet it's soft and cinches easily for fail-safe knots. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Stoked to be in studio on this beautiful Saturday.
Having a good time, man.
Right?
Good fishing, good phone calls. Just a great time to be a private boater. Great time to have a Parker boat right about now.
Right? That's where we have Kevin.
Get out on the water. Right. Get out on the water.
So, Kevin, if somebody wanted to, you know, somebody's listening and that's it, I'm pulling the trigger, I'm going to buy a boat right now, what is the time that it takes to get a boat? Do you have, you know, fishing boats in stock that a guy can buy right now? If not, he wants to pick out his dream 2320 and go for it. What are the times it's like to come get a Parker from West Coast Marine?
I have boats on order that I order for stock, and I normally have 2320s and 2520s in stock and filling the pipeline.
Yeah, you have those boats in order all the time, knowing that they're going to be sold probably by the time they get to you, and if not, you know you're going to sell them soon. So you've got orders backed up, you know, month to month to month all the time.
Yes, and then if somebody wants something special, you know, they want a different color, mm-hmm. there's some of the boats I can change in production to meet that requirement.
Nice.
So there's a lot of flexibility there. So it might take a month or 2 months to get a new boat, or I could have that thing in stock or sitting on the lot.
That's cool.
I have two 2520s, one's a 2019, and I have a 2020 model 2520 sitting on my lot, and I think I have one 2320.
Okay.
And
those are all the boats. That's it.
Those are the boats. Yeah. Oh, and I have a center console, a 21-foot center console.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah, that's awesome. All right. Well, hey, let's jump back into the phones, Corey. They're getting packed up.
Let's do it. Let's talk to Michael. Michael calling from Del Mar. Welcome to the show this morning, Michael.
Morning, guys. How are you?
What's up, Michael?
Hey, so I've been lobster trapping with those great Promar nets. I've been out a couple times. Minimal success. I'm out of Mission Bay. I tried this cat food the first time you guys mentioned, in fact, even the second time, and it worked. I mean, I got a couple of shorts and a couple of legals, and my wife was very happy. Said, go back out and get more. So, but at minimal results. Yeah, last time I didn't even get a short a couple of days ago. And that's in Mission Bay. Any idea, San Diego Bay is better, Mission Bay? Should I go out just outside the jetty under the ocean? Where would I go out and get some decent size, maybe some numbers?
Well, you're looking in the right place, really, and I think the cat food thing is a great one, But the only thing is, I would expect that a little more on a longer soak. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, it doesn't have that overflowing smell and particle in the water going. When you use skipjack or something like that in a bait cage, there's so much smell and a little particulate coming out that they crawl on it very fast. Like, I've had poles in a 10 to 15 minute range where you'll have them. Cat food isn't going to be that kind of success. I think it's, you know, I would say to give it 40 to minute to an hour soak kind of. That's a long soaking kind of deal. They do very good out of Mission Bay in the channel where you get a little bit of swell, a little bit more turbulence. San Diego Bay is an awesome venue for lobster hoop netting. Michael, they're all through that bay.
Many places.
From the Coronado Bridge all the way to Zuniga Jetty. Mm-hmm. And the commercial guys cannot fish there, and it's just it's an awesome place to try doing it, you know, in San Diego Bay. You can't go wrong, channel edge. You can't go in the channel, but you can go on the edge. And around the eelgrass, they don't have a tremendous amount of natural predators in San Diego Bay or in the bays, period. I have caught a few sheephead, but you'll notice that they're brighter red. And they're brighter red because they're living with more sun on them. They're living in the eelgrass. The eelgrass becomes their home.
Really?
So you can actually, have you noticed that? They're brighter red?
Yeah, you're totally right. Yeah. And I never put two and two together.
Right.
Yeah.
So if you're getting them like darker, like in the rocks, that's where they're coming from. They're dark lobster in the dark rocks. And they're not getting that sunlight on them, so they're dark. And so if you try anywhere in the bay, you're not going to go wrong, Michael. Mission Bay, definitely secondary. San Diego Bay, I mean, I'm sorry, Pete. I'm sorry, Rick. But
that's the zone.
It
man,
is.
Yeah.
It really is, Michael. And you're not going to go wrong. You could do it back by the airport. You can do it anywhere in the bay, and you're going to do very, very well.
I'll throw one more thing out there, too, is I'm very far from an expert, but the one thing that I'm confident on is that fresh bait makes a big difference.
A big deal.
The fresher you can get it, the better. Now, that does not mean that your freezer full of skipjack and yelvin won't work just fine. It absolutely will. That's some primo bait.
Absolutely.
But the fresher it is, the better. So
and the more blood and the more stuff you have going on, Michael, you got to experiment with it a little bit, okay? Because the cat food thing is like a last resort. I'm going tonight. Darn it, I don't have any bait. Then that's your last resort, okay?
Try and score yourself some of that fresh bait, you know, the tuna bloodline, skipjack, bonita, that kind of stuff. The fresher, the better. That's one thing
I know.
Dude,
if you filleted out some barracuda or bonito or anything, dude, all that fillet, there's another dude factor for our buddy Scott. But that kind of stuff is really fishy and just gets them in that hoop net and that Promar super, super fast.
Yeah, good call. Hey, appreciate the phone call, Michael, very much.
Let's jump back into it. Let's talk to James. James, call from Garden Grove. Welcome to the show this morning, James.
What's up, James?
Hey, good morning, dude.
What's up, James?
Back at you.
Hey, I got a question for Kevin. I'm looking at getting a 2510.
Okay,
great boat. What is the difference between the deep V and the modified V?
Ah, good questions.
The deep V is a 21 degree dead rise at the transom. The modified V is 16 degree dead rise at the transom, and that's just the dead rises, the V shape that you see when looking at the transom of the boat, and it's flatter. It's going to be easier to get on plane because you're going to treat it more like a boogie board. You know, it's flat, it's flatter, so less horsepower to get on plane. It's going to get better fuel economy at lower horsepower. Now, it's not going to ride as nice as a deep V in our local ocean and, you know, all the confused swells that we have out here. But there's plenty of them that have been purchased out here, and, you know, people love them. The nice thing about that 2510 is that you do sit up a little bit higher.
Right.
And as far as your helm station. And like Scott Sherman was telling us is that, you know, he has a little bit easier view of the spread when he's just sitting it there and driving. And then also you're a little bit further aft, so you're going to not feel the waves quite as much by sitting further back in the boat, because that whole helm station is moved aft, now you have a little bit more room even forward in the V-berth area and to the 18 inches or so. So the forward V-berth area is quite a bit larger than the 25-20. So it's a different feel of a boat, different riding boat a little bit. And it's just, I don't know why it hasn't caught on as well as the other boats, because it really is a nice boat.
It's amazing the difference in feel between the center console, the walk around, and the pilot house. For all being the same platform, they're completely different boats.
Yep. They're using the same hull, but, you know, just where the helm is positioned, and, you know, whether it's got a door or not.
Yeah. So uniquely different.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Hey, great. That answer your question?
Yes, definitely. Thank you.
Great call, James. Appreciate that very much.
All right, let's jump back into it. Let's talk to Cher. Cher's calling from Cardiff. Welcome to the show this morning, Cher. How
are
you doing?
What's up, Cher?
Hey, guys. I was going to say dude, Corey, but that's too trite, right?
Right, exactly, man. Hey.
You guys are working it, but I got to tell you, Corey, I mean, I'm an old surfer at heart, and when I was listening to you, I was just going, oh, man. I love this.
Yeah, dude, there it is again. It's just the stoke being in his place and coming back, and there it is almost again. I had lunch. We left at 3:30, 3:40, and I was crossing the border and home before 7 p.m. last night for dinner.
So cool.
So,
oh man,
just to come back,
Corey. Your description of your Cedros experience was so classic. Yeah. You had me lit up. I was jumping around. It's so cool.
It's a beautiful time, beautiful place to be, and to have the Dorado chasing flying fish around while you're fishing calicos,
and
Lulu making you breakfast and lunch and dinner, and Jeff taking care of all the boys, everybody with their own room. Count me in again for next year, buddy.
Sign me up for sure.
Yeah.
What's your question, Rick?
Congrats for getting married. I just think that's fabulous. Congrats. Thanks, buddy. Quick question. I'm going on the trip to Guadeloupe, the Let's Talk Hookup, in a couple weeks. And I'm running it by you, Rick. I've got a TAC 12, a TAC 16, a TAC 20. That's got 100 pound test and 280s. My curiosity is, I know the fishing down there, the yellowfin are a little bit smallish, kind of 40 to 60 pounds or so.
Right.
With a few bigger models mixed in. What other reels would you recommend? What size would you? Because I got a buddy who can loan me anything. He's got a tackle store in his garage.
You have three fantastic reels that are still the most appropriate for fishing Guadeloupe. I mean, if you were going to add anything to that, maybe add an additional TAC 12 so you could fish one with 40 pound, another with 50 pound, and then your TAC 16 with 60 pound. There's been a lot of fishing with 40-pound line this year, a lot more than normal, where the last couple of years it was mostly 60 and 80. This year's been a lot of 40 and 50. And maybe in a real finesse scenario, you might even fish as light as 30-pound. But a Talica 12, you know, loaded with like 65-pound Power Pro and a 40-pound Top Shot, I still think is the most ideal rig. So I think you're fine the way that you are, but if you had the unlimited closet full of gear, maybe throw an extra TAC 12 and maybe even one more for fishing stealth 30-pound. But I think you're in really good shape and you got the right gear for it. Cheer, appreciate the phone call very much.
Hey, when we come back on Let's Talk Hookup, we're going to have more from Kevin Kelly, more about the Parkers. We're going to find out who's won this killer pair of Maui Jims, the local kind, when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup Radio Network.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Have you always wanted a boat, but don't want all the hassles? Then you need to join Freedom Boat Club, where you get hassle-free boating. Freedom Boat Club buys the boats, you enjoy them, and they do the rest. Freedom Boat Club takes care of the slip fee, maintenance, insurance, and cleaning. You have access to a fleet of great fishing and family boats ready to go in the water at Mission Bay, San Diego Bay, and 190-plus locations across the world. For more information, check freedomboatclub.com or visit them at Dana Landing and Cabrillo Isle Marina.
I can't wait to spend some quality time with my son fishing this year, teaching him about casting, how to choose bait, set the hook, and how to be safe on the water by always wearing a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
If you're into saltwater fishing, listen to this. Saturday, November 2nd, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Hi, this is Doug Kern. We are pulling out all the stops on this one with discounts from 20 to 80% on hundreds of items. Over 20 manufacturers' reps like Shimano, plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, a giant raffle, and most of all, incredible deals on tackle. Closeouts we've never offered before at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Check out all the Shimano and PowerPro product we have and talk to the Shimano and PowerPro guys about the best Shimano rod and reel for your trip. Backed by popular demand, the Shimano Tranks Casting Contest. Cast a Shimano Tranks 500 and Terramar 90H rod and show your surface iron casting skills. The winner gets a Tranks 500 worth $500. It's our biggest sale of the year with hundreds of items discounted up to 80%. Plus, plenty of manufacturer's incentives from Shimano and PowerPro to spice up the pot. We will have a huge raffle and lots of fun for everyone. So don't miss it. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, and accessories. Saturday, November 2nd.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Hey, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on Let's Talk Hookup Radio Network. And guy didn't even get on air, was on hold for a while.
Yeah.
We appreciate everybody calling, and this guy didn't even get on air. But Kevin Kelly picked the right number, and Dan and Dana Point.
Yeah.
Has won this awesome pair of Maui Jim, the local kind.
Just goes to show that if you stay on hold, your name's always in the running. And Dan wasn't quite able to make it before he went off, but wanted to talk about his great experience he had with Kevin Kelly and West Coast Marine. And man, I got to share that same thing. There's nothing better than the service that you guys offer. And if somebody wants to take advantage of everything that West Coast Marine does, whether it's sales or service or questions, Kevin is the best guy, and you can literally just call and pick his brain. And we sure appreciate everything, Kevin. If somebody wants to join in all the fun, how do they find you?
Two ways. They can call me on my cell phone at 949-735-5759 and or the website at westcoastmarine.com.
Awesome.
Easy to get a hold of me.
Dude, you work with all the best guys, man. Mark Wish and Bob Aronson.
We love it, man, and I sure appreciate the great Marina location. We love it, and can't say enough good things about Kevin Kelly and the whole team at West Coast Marine. Hey, I want to remind you, no show tomorrow. We're going to be preempted by NFL football, but next Saturday, Al Q and Conway Bowman, the Saltwater Fly experts, are going to be joining us, as well as next Sunday, Captain Frank Lepresti from the Royal Flares. We appreciate you listening. We'll talk to you next week right here on the Let's Talk Hookup Radio Network.